Welcome to The Offer Letter, the podcast designed to help you, the job seeker, to perfect your interview skills. Every episode, we have a special guest here to help us decode a common interview question with me, your host and interview coach, Michael Manzano. Today's question is, how do you react to criticism? Now, on the surface, this question seems straightforward, and it totally can be straightforward, and you honestly don't have to complicate this one. But sometimes, people think it's so simple that they don't put much thought into it. And, you know, people might quickly disregard this question and say something like, you know, I'm fine with it. I can take criticism. I mean, sure, you can take criticism until, you know, you actually do take some criticism. And then your real self comes out because, you know, it's one of those kinds of emotional things. Like, some people, they might feel like their character is being attacked. And then they put their guard up and act all defensive. So it's good to be ready for this question, just in case you are one of those people who act like that. Now, I mean, like, not everyone is like that, and quite a few people can take criticism pretty well. But how can you answer this question so it's not like a yes or no question, and you can use it to show how you are the right person and a good fit for the team? Now, to help us understand this question, and coming to us from the sunny state of Florida again, is career coach, consultant, and speaker with the Horvath Training Institute in the States, Brian Horvath. So Brian, welcome back, and you know how it goes. First question is, why do recruiters ask this question?
You know, so many times we think about criticism, you know, a lot of times criticism can be, ooh, you know, and I think because a lot of times folks don't give it constructively, right? We've all heard that term, constructive criticism. Well, what does that mean? You know, it's kind of like, you know, kicking your dog sometimes. Like, no, come on, man. I don't kick my dog, by the way, let me just say. But, you know, it's hard.
That's good to know. That's very good.
Yeah, thanks. It's hard to give constructive criticism, and sometimes it's hard to take because it's so much based on that emotion. So here's an opportunity for people to share how they receive it and receive it prayerfully and hopefully well. And what recruiters ask us for is they're looking for, again, five C's, character, charisma, culture, competency, and chemistry. And in a fast-moving culture that we're all in, if you can't receive criticism, you're going to be out the door pretty quickly, either by your own accord or by the company's accord, because status quo is a swear word nowadays, right? There is no status quo. If there is, you're behind. And so you really want to make sure that you come across this in a way that's positive. And you really want to go, you know what? Here's my transparent truth. I don't like criticism, but I've learned over time that it helps me grow. And one of the tips and tricks to be able to share that is, of course, just be real and transparent, like I just said, and make sure you understand and realize and communicate that it should not be taken personal, that it's not about personal. It's about what happened, the action maybe that was taken. It's not critical of the person. And so seek to understand the recruiter or the interviewer by asking them, you know, what might have you done in that situation? And so that kind of allows to set the tone to see what the culture's like and overall with the company.
So, Brian, one of those tips that you were talking about is you said to be transparent. Now, how transparent should somebody be?
Geez, that's a relative question, right? I think because usually this is not the first question that's asked in an interview, that you can kind of just trust your instinct or get the vibe or get the flow, you're feeling out the interview, then you get to a question like this. So you can kind of see, I really like to kind of base my transparency on what I'm seeing from the company in general. And what I'm seeing from the company in general is represented by the person interviewing me. So I'll take a lot of cues and indicators from how transparent that interviewer has been with me about their organization or how they even ask the questions. And some of the ways to figure that out, of course, is to come in with comfort knowing that you've done your research ahead of time. Maybe looking at some of those websites like Glassdoor or trying to find reviews from employers currently and in the past about the company to kind of get a cue or get an idea of how transparent this culture is. And then you go sharing from there. I mean, let's be honest, Michael, Facebook is out there. If you're on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or whatever, it's a pretty personal world. People see a lot more than we maybe give them credit for. If that stuff's out there already, you know, you probably can share it. I think that's kind of a good common rule of thumb. But again, feeling out with the recruiter ahead of time, doing your research, seeing how the interview flows and goes, and then go from there.
No, those are definitely great tips. And Brian, do you have any examples that you can share with us on how to answer this question well?
Ooh, man, I would go back to one of my all-time favorites. I think it can be used for almost every question that can get asked, and that's a star story. These are, I think you mentioned in another podcast too, behavioral kind of questions. You know, how you respond to criticism, well, that's a behavior. That's an action that was taken. So those are sometimes easier to illustrate than maybe a thought that someone has. So I would just go ahead and use a star story, which means, you know, what kind of situation did you encounter? Maybe even talking a little bit about the situation that caused or prompted some criticism to come your way. And then what task you took to kind of prompt that, again, that criticism. And then that's where you would insert maybe the criticism that was given by maybe an employer or a teammate or even a customer. And then going from there, what were the results afterwards? How did you grow? How did you go? How did you change in your next interaction moving forward? There's a time where you really want to share specifics, but this could also be a time about sharing what you would do next, which goes to show that you've learned from the situation. They may not have completely got it all right, but that you learned from the situation. And one of the key responses to when someone receives criticism, and it also allows for you to pause before you quickly respond to criticism, is to say, thanks for the feedback. And then think about, if necessary, what's a clarifying question that you can ask? The what, the why, the how, the when, the where, that can dig a little deeper into the criticism, ultimately leading to understanding between the two parties involved, as opposed to just, thanks for the criticism, see ya, and never really growing from it.
And that, I'm glad that you brought that up, because you know, a question like this, how do you react to criticism? Not many people will identify it as a behavioral question. Lots of people will get the question, how do you react to criticism? And then they'll say, like, I react well. And that's pretty much it.
But yeah,
giving that story, going through your star story, that will just hammer home your answer. And that's so important to have. You know, this doesn't have the typical tell me about a time when. This just goes straight into the question. So I'm glad that you did bring that up, and I'm glad that you told us all those great tips. You know, thanks so much, Brian, for everything that you helped us out with today. I mean, what have you been up to lately? What are some things that you've been doing? Tell us about some of your projects, and why don't you tell us how people can connect with you and what you're doing?
Absolutely. Thanks for the opportunity to share today. It's really, you know, encouraging, and look back to a lot of my life and go, man, I wish I could have listened to this podcast, Michael, but have done things a lot differently, right? But what I'm working on, where people can find me, is at brianhorvath.com, B-R-I-N-H-O-R-V as in Victor, A-T-H.com. And one of the things I would encourage them to do, you know, thinking about this criticism question, you can handle a lot more criticism, or a lot of criticism even better, when you know, live, and love the purpose for your career. When criticism won't hurt you much, where it gets you so down that you're frustrated and you just want to quit. When you're on purpose in your career, when you believe in something, you're passionate and just ready to go, then this stuff kind of like bounces off you, rolls off your shoulder, rolls down your off your back a lot easier. And there was a book I wrote called Your Purpose, How to Know It, Live It, Love It. And I'd love for folks to get that. I think it'll really encourage them as they navigate this fast-moving world we're in with careers and the pace that we're at. And they can get that at brianhorvath.com/book. It's free. And it was a pleasure and privilege to write it, and I learned a lot myself.
That's awesome. So you know your purpose, and you live it, and you love it, huh, Brian?
Absolutely. And I'm passionate about it, but sometimes, you know, we got to rest too. So
that's awesome. So I'm going to have those links in the show notes. So definitely check that out. Download that book. Free is always good. Thanks so much for joining us today, Brian. And thanks for all those tips and tricks that you gave us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you.
And thank you to our listeners for joining us today on The Offer Letter. Remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can get the latest episodes. My name is Michael Manzano, and join us next time as we decode another interview question so you can get your offer letter.